Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser, Kingdom Works. It's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find us. And we'd love to connect you with some of the people we've had conversations with at any time, all the time. I'll tell you what, there's some outstanding things happening and quite impressive people on the program doing some great things. You're going to love my special guest today, Pam O'Day. Welcome to the program, Pam.
Thank you. Great to be here with you.
Fantastic. And it's great to be with you. Former principal of St. Philip's, Waratah.
Yes.
Team leader at North Lake Salvation Army.
That's right.
That you and your husband Ian started well over 25 years now.
That's right.
And carried that. Wife, mum, and grandma.
That's right.
Who's it, grandmother? Grandma. What is it?
They call me Pammy.
Pammy.
Yeah. It sounds a bit like nanny.
It does sound a little bit like
nanny. But when you've got lots of nannies and grandmas and all that, I had to have something different.
Might sound like it, but being an educator, it's not that. Not that I'm an educator. I just wanted to add a conversation around a work that's happening over in Malawi.
Yes, that's right.
It's Beyond Christian Academy. So obviously it's connected with education.
Yes.
What is it? Just describe what it is.
So Beyond Christian Academy is a primary school that started almost 2 years ago.
Mm.
And from a vision that came about through a team from St. Philip's visiting Malawi and really believing God opened the door to going beyond our school gates and beyond even our nation to reaching out to these people who are the fifth poorest country in the world and providing a way out of poverty. As Nelson Mandela said, education is the best or most powerful tool for helping people come out of poverty.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know he said that, but
yes.
I knew that was a fact.
Yes.
Education's a pathway to freedoms.
Yes.
Brilliant. So primary school and so students present.
Yes.
Teachers employed.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So it's not just educating a generation, it's employing people
that's
in the
exactly
process.
Right, which is huge in
which is
Malawi.
Building into.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right.
Just describe Malawi to us, for those of us haven't been there.
Yeah.
Just describe it.
Well, it's a country that has a lot of joy. The people are really joyful. Mm. And probably you would say there's a lot of, it's a strongly Christian country, but they're very poor in possessions and things. So therefore, they're probably the first world spiritually and third world physically.
Yeah, right. And so what would a house look like in Malawi for a family?
Well, in a village, a house would be sort of maybe some brick walls, red brick with just gaps for windows and a thatched roof, no floor, no bed, no table, no electricity, no water.
And what would a standard meal?
They basically, it's ground corn powder that they mix with water. And if they're, you know, if they've got, doesn't taste very appetizing, I can tell you. that's their main meal. It's called Nsema.
My gosh. And so what would the people in the village do? What are they into? Agriculture? Is there employment?
If they're in the village, you're basically growing corn
and
trying to help your children survive because they are hungry, but part of the year when, you know, the corn crops run out. And so it's a very challenging lifestyle for them. And so therefore, there's only about 55% of children go to primary school and 32% go to secondary school. So children are not well educated because they often keep the children at home to work in the fields so that they can have food to eat.
what happens, is there any stories or what happens to those that are educated? Do they end up leaving the village or what happens?
So I'll give you one example. Yeah. Blessings Chibumbo, who is the director of the African Bible College, he was a village child. In fact, one day I was walking in the village and it was the hungry season and I saw this little child bending over and scraping something off the ground and I said to Blessings, what's she doing? And he said, well, she's trying to pick up any corn powder that's dropped off when someone's carrying it home because she's starving. And it made me like teary. Yes. And he said, that child was me.
Really?
And then he talked to me about the feeling of hunger that you feel when you're desperately starving. And then what happened is he got sponsored to secondary school and out of that was able to gain entry to the African Bible College, and then he worked four jobs in the African Bible College to be able to afford his way through and then to graduate. And through that, then he got a position, and now he's the director of the African Bible College. First time they've had a Malawian director. American up till now. So you can see the benefit of education. It's really the only way out of the village.
Wow.
But he then, what he does is he actually supports his family now.
Yeah, I was going to say, because he's prospering.
Yes.
Then some of that would go back into the village and the family.
Absolutely it does, yeah. They don't, live in luxury because they've had this, they send money back to family and support them.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just rewind a little bit in what were the seeds that dropped in you that started this journey?
Yeah, well, it was interesting. I was reading a book, and from that book, I was so broken by this lady's story of trying to help children in need in West Africa that I just said to God that day, look, what do you want me to do? And God said to me, well, what's in your hand? And I said, well, education's in my hand, and that's what's needed. So then I sort of went on this journey for about 18 months, just trying to really understand what that was. And then one day we had our first women's conference in Newcastle Women's called Brave, and Kim McManus from Mosaic in LA was here, and she was speaking, just here for the weekend, and at a dinner afterwards, I was talking to her, and she said, you need to be in Malawi. Malawi needs education. And so out of that, that was the end of 2017, and now we're in 2025, and been several times working alongside of her, working with Blessings in the village, and now establishing this school.
So you end up going off the back of the conference and...
Yes, absolutely.
And when you got there, what was the...
It was so... I just knew the moment I stepped on... I'd never wanted to be a missionary. Graham Irwin had tried to get me many times to go overseas, but I'd say, no, this is where God wants me here.
Yeah.
And then I was compelled to go to Malawi. I just couldn't... There was just a momentum. In fact, the time... that I was going, only a week before I found out that Ian was diagnosed with life-threatening cancer. And I thought, well, I'm not going to go. And Ian said, no, you go. And every step you take in Malawi will be a child's life saved.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And so I went, trusting God to look after Ian. And the moment I stepped into that land, I knew God had called me there, and I had to say yes.
Hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, King of Works, my special guest, Pema Day. We're talking about the Beyond Christian Academy in Malawi that was it's a couple of years old now.
Yes, yes.
Really interesting to use that phrase when you ask, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? And the response, well, what's in your hand? I love that. And you say, well, this is what I've got.
Yes.
So the Lord's not asking you of something you don't have.
No, that's
but
right.
But just to use what you do have, which is a really good message for every believer.
Yes. And then also the community of St. Philip's has really come on board with that as well. They have been instrumental in supporting this vision and supporting these children and making such a huge difference. And not only that, students from St. Philip's, now this year will be the fourth year that a group will go and actually serve in the school and in the villages, and it's life-changing for them.
So what are they eating when they go over there?
Well, the place where we stay... They sort of provide food that the young people can enjoy. They're quite, the kids are great, really.
You could do corn a lot of ways. Yes, wow. So it has a charity benefit.
Yes.
And so most of the support from it would come from our nation.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Probably mainly
yes.
from our city.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Which is great.
Phenomenal.
So there's tax benefits and support. Yes. What does support for this initiative look like?
Yeah. So obviously it's challenging to be able to raise money for this.
So you're raising money to educate to pay educators.
Yes. And to
premises.
Yes.
Transport.
All of that.
All the resources for education.
Exactly. And so St. Philip's has been a great supporter, and people of the St. Philip's community, people from North Lakes and from Michael Cooper's church in Maitland have been the key contributors. And but we're just about to launch a campaign called Keep the Doors Open and the Lights On, because renting in Malawi is expensive. And we want a building that it provides hope and light and makes children feel like there's an opportunity for a future.
Yeah.
And so we're connected through WorldShare, which is where we can we fundraise, like the money's raised and then it goes to WorldShare and they manage it in relationship with Beyond.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we're going to encourage people to give $10 a week to keep the doors open and the lights on.
Keep the doors open and the lights on. There are doors on the building.
There are doors, yes.
There's just no windows.
Oh, not in our building there's windows. Not in the village. There's not doors in the village either.
And so, you know, this would trigger perhaps a whole bunch of people that might have a leaning towards education or vulnerable children.
Yes.
And a pathway out. In some respects, it's similar to child sponsorship in many respects.
Yes, that's right, yes.
So financial support would be the main resource that's required.
Yes, it is. There are other things, but we do have to pay the rent, pay the staff.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the salaries are so meagre, you know, honestly. I mean, for the head teacher, most of the staff don't have vehicles, but she has an old bomb car.
Yeah.
And to fill her car would take her whole week's salary.
Really? Wow. Wow. So either petrol's very expensive or the salaries are very low.
Both.
Both. and so has there been opportunities over the years? You mentioned students going there.
Yes.
Is there opportunities for supporters to,
absolutely.
To go to the project?
Yes, there's lots of opportunity to serve over there. And look, people, there's churches in America that take large groups of people to serve while they're there for different times. Like Kim, she will take a large group in July. So, yeah, there's definitely
opportunity. And that would be different projects.
And that would be different projects in the villages, yes, mainly.
Yeah. So what would it look like to go on a trip?
And it would be coming alongside village people, serving them, supporting them, ministering to them, encouraging them, also providing health support. So there's a lot of, you know, one doctor to 50,000 people. So it's, you know, so there's clinics that are set up, so going alongside and helping in those, helping in classrooms, helping people, you know, generally.
So it would appeal to educators, health practitioners, maybe even builders.
Yes, absolutely.
Handyman.
Builders. Yep, that's right. All that sort of thing. Some lawyers go there and help people with legal matters. So because they just don't have the wherewithal to do some of that.
Keep the door open and the lights on.
That's it, yes.
That's the campaign that's happening right now for the project in Malawi, Beyond Christian Academy. You might be interested in supporting this and partnering with it, because it's more than just a donation, although it is.
Yes.
It's tax deductible through the conduits. And I imagine some really good accountabilities there to make sure the money lands on the ground, used well.
Yes, through WorldShare.
Yeah.
Which manages money like this all around the world for all different projects.
Yeah, brilliant. Final words of encouragement to our listeners.
I think that when you say yes to God, you're opening the door to an adventure that is incomparable to what you can create for yourself.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. That wasn't even about this. That was about people walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
But this is the sort of thing God does when we walk with him. He opens the door to adventure.
And I love your story, actually. You said yes. And then the only thing the Lord required of, asked of you was what's in your hand.
Mm.
He didn't ask of something that you didn't have.
That's right, exactly.
Or that you wanted. But what's, and that's beautiful there. The Lord uses what you have.
That's right, yes.
So say yes to the Lord. Some of you might say yes to supporting this project, Beyond Christian Academy.
That'd be great.
That's liberating young people.
Right.
Out of extreme poverty.
Extreme poverty, yeah.
To into a life that ends up, their whole family benefit from it, and the whole community, I imagine, that educates people in the process.
Yes.
Fantastic.
And it will raise up leaders that could be future leaders of Malawi and change their nation. They need people who are godly people to lead their nation forward.
Absolutely. Well done, Pam.
Thank you.
Great having
you
on the program.
Great to be here with you, Rick.
Get our website, kingdomworks.org.au. We'd love to put you in touch with Pam, and this could be a tremendous support. Well, obviously it needs support, but it could, you could be a great partner for it too.
Yes.
Bless you. Been great being with you again. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.